Ask in prayer. Hey, what would you ask for if you knew that you'd get it? Have you ever heard the saying, be careful what you wish for because you just might get it? The Bible promises, if you believe, you'll receive whatever you ask for in prayer, Matthew 21. Doesn't that promise sound kind of crazy? It sounds like God is giving us a magic wand with the power to grant our every wish, and maybe even a genie in a bottle that can grant us three wishes. Notice that Jesus said, whatever you ask in prayer. What are you asking God for? A new job? A miracle healing or money? Maybe you've been asking God for a family member to get saved. I'll never forget the prayer journey for the salvation of my mom and dad. Mom received Christ very quickly. It seemed like quite a simple journey because she received a healing while watching 100 Huntley Street on television. My mom had suffered from middle ear disease for decades before receiving her miracle. It was awesome. God still heals. My dad, on the other hand, took over 20 years to come to Christ. After years of prayer, I realized that God respected my dad's free will. Prayer is always powerful, but God still draws people to salvation without violating their ability to choose. Have you ever been frustrated with the delays to your prayer life? Didn't Jesus say, if you believe, you receive? Then why are there so many delays, and why do prayers often seem to go unanswered? The answer is quite simple, but painful. Number one, people have free will. Number two, Satan and his forces have free will, for now. Number three, we have free will. And number four, all creation has not yet been redeemed. That's why our prayers are not always answered the way we want. And God has a free will, which is always to bless you and to help you live the abundant life. Keep praying, because you'll see many miracles, because you are a miracle. And I'm your friend, Paul Margoulet.